Welcome, everybody. Shir number 803, getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of the bracha of Borei Nefashos. We're trying to work on after brachas, and the first one we're working on right now is Borei Nefashos. Of course, we've spoken about benching, Berachas HaMazon, and so on, but we're trying to work a little bit more on the Borei Nefashos aspect, and get from there we hope to move Bezras Hashem into the Al HaMechia, and see what that's all about, and talk a little bit more about Mazonos and so on. Okay, but we're working on Simon Reish Zion, which talks about Borei Nefashos. Says in Sifkat and Dalet, in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Dalet, interesting thing, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, it's not really the place, but it's really Reish Yud, but the Mishnah Berurah brings down in reference to if somebody did not eat enough, they took a little bit of food, and they took a drink, whatever the case is. They took a little bit of a drink, a little bit of a food. Could you say that, in other words, would that be, if you put it together, could we put a little bit of a drink and a little bit of food together that whereby it should be a shear, it should be enough, whereby a person could have to make a Borei Nefashos? In other words, if the food that they ate, that little drop of food, wasn't enough for a Borei Nefashos, you have to have a kazayas. A kazayas has to be eaten between a 2 and 4 minute period. And the drink they took wasn't enough either. A person has to take a drink, has to be able to drink a revius, preferably in 2 gulps, or in case not, between 2 to 4 minutes also, b'diavad. But they didn't. They only took, let's say, 1 kazayas of a drink and a little bit of the food. But if you put it together, it's enough for a Borei Nefashos. Could we put a food and a drink together? So the answer is no. Mishnah Berurah tells us, Oiz V'Hadar explains in Sifkat and Dalet. He says like this, V'mistor from Shneim Yachad Lakshir. In other words, you put together so he says, Baruch for the Baruch Achroina, for the Borei Nefashos, Kegoinim Ochal Pochais Mekazayas. A person ate less than a kazayas. V'shasa Pochais Mervias. And they drank less than Ervius, less than the 3 ounces, and they ate less than the Kazayas, a little bit. But together, Ben Shneim Yesh Kazayas or Kervius. If you put them together, you'll have the Ervius or you'll have the Kazayas, whatever. Could we say that's good and then make the Borei Nefashos? Because we said last time, we spoke about last time, by a Borei Nefashos, if you don't have, not by a Borei Nefashos, in general, if you don't, you're not sure if you ate enough, so then you don't make a bracha, because you don't make a Borei Nefashos, because it affects letter of the law anyways, because it's suffic brachas lahakol. So I put together the little drop of food, a little bit of drink, that won't work. You can't put together a drink and a food. You can put together 2 foods, but not a drink and a food, which we'll talk about that, how it works, but a drink and a food you don't put. So he says, Ayin lekaman b'simen reish yud b'mishabura sefkan alef she'enam mitzdarfim, that they don't go together. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Now, when it comes to 2 foods, just to read from the Mishnah Berurah, it's actually in Reish, which is not our Siman Reish Yud, where he talks about if somebody ate ochel pochas mekazayas, a person ate less than a kazayas. Now, but let's say I ate a little piece of apple and a little piece of orange. I'm just giving an example. But together, you put it together, you have a kazayas. I ate a half a kazayas of an apple, half a kazayas of an orange. Or I ate a half a kazayas of chicken, right? And I ate a half of a kazayas of potato. Well, something along those lines. Anything, but it's the same after bracha. It's all Borei Nefashos. 2 foods. It's not 2 drinks. 2 foods. So it says the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Yud, Siman Reish Yud, Sifkat and Aleph, Kol Ha'Oichlem, all foods, Mitzdarfim L'Kazayis, would go together. If it's a food, you could put it together. Mitzdarfim L'Kazayis, Levar Chaleim, Bracha Achroina, Ru'i Lahem. As long as it has the same Bracha Achroina. You can't put together a cookie and chicken, right? A cookie is Bracha Achroina would be Al Hamichya, obviously a cookie that's made from flour. And chicken is Borei Nefashos. So you can't say, well, I'll put together the chicken and the cookie. That doesn't work like that, right? But you could put together, but if it's 2 foods that need the same after bracha, like Borei Nefashos, which is our bracha, which we're learning about, right? I have a piece of apple, I have a piece of orange, I have a piece of whatever, I have a piece of chicken, I have a potato. All that is Borei Nefashos. So kol ha'oichlin, Mistarfin says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph and Reish Yud, Siman Reish Yud, Kol Ha'Oichlin Mistarfin L'Kazayis L'Varech Aleim Bracha Achreina Ru'i Lahem. So you could put 2 foods together. Now, we'll see. We'll see if we could get into upcoming shirim. If you put 2 other foods together, let's say I ate, for example, we're going to see. It's an interesting concept because let's say I took ate a half a cookie, right, and I ate a piece of chicken. So what do I do then? So I put it together. Could I say a Borei Nefashos? So could I use the whole thing together to make a Al HaMichya? What do I do over here? I ate, in other words, if I put it together, I ate a piece of cookie and I ate the piece of chicken, but each one was only half a kazayas, right? You need a full kazayas. kezayis on between two to four minute period. I only ate a half a kezayis of chicken, a half a kezayis of a cookie. I'm giving you an example. What do I do there? So we're going to see that. He says pass, but whatever, it could be a cookie also. We're going to see in that case you would taka make a bar nefashis, but we'll get into that upcoming shiurim. I just want to finish off with the drink part, which is what he says. Now, if you have two different drinks, right? I drank a half a revius. Again, you need the revius, which is roughly 3 ounces, 2.9 ounces, roughly 3 ounces. I drank, let's say, 1.5 ounces of soda. And I drank 1.5 ounces of orange juice, for example, or I drank 2 ounces of soda or 2 ounces of orange juice. So could I put that together? Is that going to work for a burn of freshness, right? I only had 2 ounces of orange juice and 2 ounces of soda. So each one separately, I didn't drink enough for a burn of freshness. But if I put them together, I drank enough for a burn of freshness, and I drank it, between 2 and 4 minutes, which is b'dievet, at least you could still rely on that as far as drinks go. So v'chala mashkin mistarfin l'avrius. So he says, if it's two different type of drinks, you could put it together and make a revius. If somebody drank that amount, right? A half of a kazah, half of a revius of one drink, half of a revius of another drink, you could put it together. So not wine, again, regular drinks. Soda, apple juice, orange juice, whatever the case is, or water if they're thirsty, right? Put it together and you would have enough for the bar nefashis. That would also be good. So you have two foods you could put together and two drinks you could put together. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah just finishes off. But if they ate and they drank, again in Sif Katan Aleph and Sif Resh Yud, Simin Resh Yud, Sif Katan Aleph, he says, Dahainu Ochal Pochas Megazais, you ate a half of a kazayas of food, Vishasa Pochas Merevius, and you drank half of a revius, it could be half, it could be a quarter, whatever. But the bottom line is, you want to put together the drink and the food that you don't do. A mitzvah, we don't put that together. I feel the Indian bar nefashis rabbis, even for a bar nefashis, you do not put that together. We're going to see. We've spoken about this in the past. Interesting that sometimes two different foods, even though one might be mazonos, one might be Hadam or whatever, but if it's half and half, then we're going to see that we make taka bar nefashis, like we said, but we want to talk a little bit more about that. But the bottom line is, let's just sum up today, as far as partial, people eat partial foods, and I have to make a bar nefashis, so if you put two foods together, it's fine. I ate a half a kazayis of this, half a kazayis of that, it's fine. You put two drinks together, half a revius, right, of one drink, and half a revius of another drink, in other words, 1.5 ounces of one, or 2 ounces of one drink, and 2 ounces of another drink, and he drank it right away, obviously on between 2 to 4 minutes, worst case scenario, but yeah, but so then you could put that together. But when it comes to a drink and a food, that we do not put together, it's not mitzaref to make a barei nefashis. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha, kol tov.